Funerals are community events in the small town of Haines, Alaska, which is the home of commentator Heather Lendy. Recently, she participated in a forum on funeral planning, and the discussion included a couple of odd alternatives to the traditional funeral.
There were about 10 people at the How to Plan a Funeral program at the museum on Friday afternoon. All women, but one young man that looked lost. Four of us were on the panel: Annie, Paul, Fireman Al, and I. Annie and Paul are our town's volunteer undertakers. I write the obituaries and often turn them into eulogies. Fireman Al got right to the point. "Once the person has died, what do you do?" he asked. "You call 911, and Al will bring the ambulance, which doubles as a hearse, and take the body to a cool room in the fire hall. The nearest funeral parlor is a charter flight away in Juneau. Most families prefer to keep their dead here, which means they have to be buried in 72 hours. After that," Al said, "things deteriorate." A retired nurse asked if she could be cremated in a fire on the beach. Al thought no, but I could tell she was thinking what we all were. Who'd know? And if they did, who'd stop her? Paul explained how he began preparing bodies for funerals. Then Annie, Paul's wife and the school secretary, said that if anyone had told her 25 years ago she'd be helping dead people into their last outfits, she would have been surprised. Very surprised. Then she got serious. She said they voluntarily prepare our dead for burial because it is an honor and a witness of their Christian faith. Annie said the facial features at the time of death don't change. She advised us to close the eyes and mouth and prop their head up on a pillow. Fireman Al, usually the first outsider in a home after a death, often does this. I bet he leaves the door open a little longer than he should, too, so the soul can get out. A retired nurse asked if you could dispose of a body by putting it in the bay. Then everyone in the audience started talking at once. One lady said, "We can't even dump garbage anymore." Another said, "But your body is not garbage." And still a third added, "It's the ultimate recycling." Al silenced them. "You'd float," he said. "Well," one of the oldest gals replied, "you could weight the body." I thought, these ladies will not be afraid of the coachman of death when he stops at their door. They may even bargain for a better fare.
Those are the comments of Heather Lendy, who's a columnist for the Anchorage Daily News. She joined us from member station KHNS in Haines, Alaska.